The Green Bay Packers set to take on the Seattle Seahawks in the NFC Championship game. Kickoff just around 2 o'clock. We'll, of course, have that for you here on K107.1. The game on Sunday. Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. He's been with us all season. And we can keep talking to you because the Packers are still alive. It's been an interesting journey here, but here they are in the NFC Championship. Brian, how you doing today?
Very good. Glad to be joining you, as always.
All right, so last week I was nervous with this Dallas game, and it was a wild game, one for the ages, especially for people that were able to go. We'll never forget it. I didn't feel good about it, and it was a risky outcome. Brian, I don't know, man. I feel good about this week's game. I don't know why. I think the Packers are fired up. I think they wanted this. I think they wanted this game in Seattle. I think they want to prove to the world that they're better than the 7.5-point spread, and I think what I'm really seeing out of Seattle, Brian, is this team, this Seahawks team, thinks they're already on their way to Glendale.
Yeah, I'm not sure they wanted this game in Seattle, but I do agree with you that I think the Packers have a very good shot. I tried to look at the season opener the Packers had, in which they weren't even competitive. They lost week one in Seattle. And I wrote an article yesterday, a dozen reasons why the Packers are better equipped to win now than they were in week one. And to be able to come up with a dozen reasons rather surprised me. I mean, take a look at what's changed since then. Clay Matthews at inside linebacker, Sam Barrington at inside linebacker in place of A.J. Hawk. The Packers' offensive line continuity for 15 straight games, the emergence of Devontae Adams and the rest of the rookies on the Packers roster. I could go on, but I surprisingly feel good about the Packers team heading into this weekend's game.
Yeah, there's just so much different. I mean, Derek Sherrod is not on the team anymore. He came in for Brian Bulaga that night. The rookies have gotten so much better, guys that you've mentioned, and they're just it's a different team. I think that the one hang-up for a lot of Packer fans, and deservedly so, maybe national types as well, is that Aaron Rodgers is still hurt and that this game, too, is in Seattle. I think those two factors are going to see why you're going to have more people take the Seahawks. But I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm just trying to set myself up for failure or if it's blind optimism, but I do feel good about this weekend's game. The one thing that does concern me, I think, between the Rodgers injury, we saw him play through that. I do think that crowd noise, the players have admitted it themselves, they're just a half second slower, and that could be the difference. How big of a role does CenturyLink Stadium play this weekend?
It plays a role, but I guess it's good that the Packers are now used to it. If you go back to that week one game, I think there were points where the Packers had 10 players on the field and 12 players on the field. In that week one game, there was kind of some miscommunication. I don't know if it's, just simply, from the crowd noise or just a mistake on somebody's part. But I think they're going to know what they're getting into this time around. And it shouldn't be such a miscommunication, shouldn't be a problem here.
How much of a difficult time do you think they'll have stopping Russell Wilson? Because when we talk Seahawks, we talk defense, obviously. I mean, they're a historically good defense. We'll get into that in a second. But on the offensive side, Russell Wilson's doesn't have a lot of weapons. Doug Baldwin, I mean, Javon Kersey's names don't scare you that much. What makes those guys good is Wilson's ability to make them good. He gets out of the pocket. It seems like every time he makes a throw downfield, there's a guy open. He takes calculated risk. And watching that Carolina game, every time he wanted something, it paid off. How do you stop this guy?
I think the key guy in this game is going to be Clay Matthews. Whether he's lined up at the outside linebacker on the edge, where his responsibility at times may be to stop Russell Wilson running the read option. We remember playoff games of past where Clay Matthews has struggled to stop Colin Kaepernick of the San Francisco 49ers from doing the same thing. Or perhaps an inside linebacker, Clay Matthews might be used as a spy where they kind of mirror the quarterback. His sole responsibility is to watch Russell Wilson. And if he drops back, they may send him on a blitz. Or if he starts running outside the pocket, Clay Matthews will try to mirror him right, left, wherever he goes. So it'll be a big day for Clay Matthews trying to stop Russell Wilson.
As far as the Seahawks defensively, much was made and much is being made of week one when the Packers didn't even throw at Richard Sherman at all. Is that a strategy you think that they'll enact again, or do you just come right at him and say, hey, look, we know you're here. We're coming for you.
It's interesting because it was, you know, so one-sided in that, you know, they didn't try to attempt to go after him at all in that week one game. And I think you can't. I think the Packers kind of were one-dimensional in that game because they threw to the left side of the field only. They only threw one pass past the line of scrimmage to the right side of the field that whole entire game. So you're really telling Seattle's defense, we're only going to use half the field. Well, that's easy to defend. But, I mean, that being said, Richard Sherman still is one of the best cornerbacks in the game. I don't think you go after a guy like that a lot by any means, but you do have to be somewhat balanced going forward.
Brian, I'm going to put your house, your car, your wife, it's all on the line. Who wins Sunday?
It's interesting. Perhaps against my better judgment, I, too, am coming up with reasons why the Packers will win this game. I realize it's not going to be easy going into Seattle, defending Russell Wilson, Marshawn Lynch in a very loud stadium. But I've got the Packers winning. Low-scoring relative game, 24-21. I think, you know, the Packers offense isn't going to go crazy on a very good Seattle defense like this, but I've got Aaron Rodgers coming away with a victory with a late score.
I'm going to take 29-21 Packers. I just think I do that Seattle's looking ahead, and their defensive coordinator too, Dan Quinn, I believe, teams are looking at him. He might be a little distracted. I think if you look at this game on paper right away, you're going to say Seahawks, but if you dig a little bit, like you said, you found plenty of reasons why, and I'm right there with you. I think the Packers are going to get the victory. The game on K107.1, 2 o'clock on Sunday. Brian, as always, thank you for your time. We'll talk to you again on Monday regardless, and then hopefully a little bit more here this month.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you then.
Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. Packers Seahawks Sunday right here.